life, part of your salvation is restitution. God will restore, and an enemy has to give back to you whatever was stolen if it's right in here. Once the inner man is shaped and molded by external forces, there is a belief that one can live and exist independent of God. Yeah. External forces will convince you that you can live independent from the presence of God and the Spirit of God. So I'll catch you, Jesus, Sunday morning in 2 hours. But Monday morning, I got to do my thing. I'll catch you, Jesus, in prayer time once in a while. And the change starts. God wants to do something. He doesn't want churches full of pharisaical spirit where we are walking empty, whitewashed tombs to declare that I'm a Christian but can't find Christ on the inside. I really did not intend to preach this message to you last night. But now I understand why. Because this church is turning around. And it will only turn around to the extent that your heart and your spirit turns around with it. The day this place is packed. Packed. I said packed. God doesn't want you sitting there saying, now, you see, we made it, and look what we did. You didn't do nothing. Because if you're living from the inside out, you always know where the glory belongs. You always know where the focus belongs. No matter how great we are. And Pastor Kerr and I, we've seen revival. We've been in revival. We've seen miracles, signs and wonders. We just have traveled around. And I look at that, and I realize that we can't do nothing, but if we will just let God hold this church, if we will just let God take the worship, if we'll just let Holy Spirit come in and change the inside of how we think, the next time you get mad at a brother or sister, or they don't measure up, or they don't do this, I'll tell you what you need to do, my friends. Fix the problem. Can I say that? Is that all right? And a problem, if I get a problem with you, and I don't, trust me, if I get a problem with you, and my insides are right, okay, I won't look to fix you. I won't look that you're the problem. I will come to you with a humble heart before the Lord and say, there's something not right between us, and I have a problem. Can we make it right? Boy, it changes everything. Because now I'm not coming on my sister with a judgmental attitude. I'm coming humbly as into the Lord, saying we have a problem and I need to change so we can work this thing out. If husbands or wives will just catch what I said, households will be a lot happier. Am I meddling too much? Then one is only ultimately... when ultimately has surrendered to the flesh and to the enemy, being controlled and manipulated, governed by external forces that seek to destroy, bring into captivity, cause bondage and strongholds, and continue to separate God's people from God. Though anything out there is looking to separate you from your Lord. And sometimes, don't you hear me now, because you got to handle this right. Sometimes your family, without knowing, is looking to separate you from the Lord. Because why? Do you know how many times I've had people been transformed by the power of God and the family actually ostracized that person? I wonder if it was a drug addict, got out of drugs, set free, and the family wouldn't talk to them. They would rather him live the old life, hung up and strung out, and accept them than seeing the freedom that God had done from the inside out of that person. That's messed up. They don't want to see people fixed. Why? Because if you get fixed, then that makes them have to look at themselves and say, well, Y'all understand what I'm saying? So if I don't want to rise to the level that God has risen you up, Brother Joe, if I don't want to rise to the level, then I only have one alternative. If I don't want to get spiritual like you, I only have one alternative. What is my alternative? Destroy you and bring you down to my level. And we do all this in the name of Christianity. Because you're more spiritual. You got better gifts than mine. Well, how dare you, bro? They don't let me work my gift. Why do they work you work your gift? And all of a sudden, we have something happening here. Now, does Joe have a problem because he's gifted? No, I have a problem because I'm jealous. But I don't want to deal with my problem, so I'm going to put it on him and destroy him. Is this too tough? This is real. This is true. Because you see, if this church is going to go forward, God's not looking at your worship. Pastor Mackey, not looking at your fancy preaching, bro. He's not looking how well you all get along. Well, God's looking in this church, and he's going to decide whether this church is going to grow in a Holy Ghost community and become a force out there, unbendable, unshakable, empowered. He's not going to look at what you're doing. He's going to look at the heart of this church. He's going to find out that if you have an ought against your sister, you won't take communion until you make it right. He's going to find out that if I have problems with the pastor, I'm not going to talk to Joe, anybody else. I'm going to go to the pastor and say, Pastor, I love you to death, but I got a problem with you. Oh, did I say that wrong? I said that wrong. Wow. Maybe I should approach you, Pastor. I got a problem with what's going on between us, and I have a problem. Can we fix it? Oh, it's getting quiet in here. I found out that most of the time the things that my wife disturbed me with is what was wrong with me. We've been married going on 56 years. 56 years it could be. And I found out that the things that irritated, that she was to do, irritate me. So nobody in this church would ever do this, but I tried to change her, the way she acted and things. It's a losing battle, folks. If you want to be married 55 years ago, that is a losing battle. But the winning battle is I realized what was bothering me was me, not her. So I fixed me, and all of a sudden, and she did the same to me. There was a lot of stuff she didn't like about me. But you see, when you let Holy Ghost in there, you find out that maybe I need to change. Maybe my exterior influence of my wife getting mad at me is a cause of insecurity in my own spirit. So what she's saying is now bothering me, not because of what she's saying, but because I, inside my spirit, is not right. It's amazing. You all right? Beloved revival? Ooh. I always do this when I come here. What time did I start? 11:30? I go to 12:30? No. One must rightly divide and understand the difference between outside and inside. I'm going to have to hurry up. But let me read this to you. Scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 14 in the New King James Version. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. So stop trying to look for it outside and look for God because he's prepared it for you. Amen? But God has revealed them to us through his what? Through the television? Through my work? Through my relationship with my wife? Through coming to church? Oh boy, I've come to church. You're supposed to come to church. Amen? But the church's not going to fix your inside. That went deaf ears. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what a man knows, the things of a man, except the spirit of a man which is in him. Even so, not one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. How are you going to change without letting the Spirit of God change you? Amen? Now, we have accepted not the spirit of this world. Now, that I could stay on this one right here. Because if you look at much of the church today, we accepted the spirit of the world and our approach to the gospel. Okay? If we bring the hottest band, the hottest music, and the most charismatic worship leader and gather in, then we have arrived. And everybody is standing in a room worshiping, praising God, okay? It's good to stand in a room worshiping, praising God, but are their hearts being changed from the inside? Are you with me? But now we have received not the spirit of this world, but the spirit who is from what? God. That we might know the things that we have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which men's wisdom teaches, but in which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. When are we in the church going to stop comparing our health and our church by what they think out there? It's by the Spirit of God we compare. Are we measuring up to what the Lord wants? Are we healthy? Do we love each other? Are we kind? But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor, listen to me, can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. When are we going to wake up when a newbie comes to this church? They cannot understand the things of the Spirit until they get saved. We go out into the grocery store and somebody's dressed crazy and funky and just, you know, they're what's wrong with people? They're lost. They don't know any different. Stop judging them and tell them that Jesus loves them. I love it, man. I think I said this yesterday. I said so much the last couple of days, I don't know what I've said and what I haven't said. But I know when I go in a grocery store and there's a clerk standing there, I know one thing, and it never happened to me yet. When I say to that person, Jesus loves you, I've never got a bad response. Never. Never even got an eyebrow. Because there's something authentic coming from my spirit. Not me. I'm a wreck. But in Christ, I'm a real thing. I'm authentic in Jesus. And so when I says, Jesus loves you from my spirit, that is the word of the Lord going into that person. It's a seed that goes into their heart. And one person will water it. Another person will tend to it until it grows. So what's on the inside of you? What are you looking for on the outside? To please your heart, please your spirit. I'm saying to you today that whatever you're looking on the outside, God has already put it here. He put the Holy Spirit in you. How many of you, don't raise your hand, get depressed or in depression? And I'm not being critical, please listen to me. But depression is an external pressure on a man's soul to make them feel worthless. That's what depression is. It's a spirit. Are you hearing me? I'm treading on light. Don't go do those crazy things, guys. If you take your medicine, take your medicine. But listen to me. Because if you're being depressed, it's from an external force. Because there's no internal force coming up from the inside, undoing it and pressing it up out of you. And so if I realize I'm depressed, it means I'm being pressed. Where am I being pressed? Where am I being heavy on? What am I being pushed down into? Is greater force than what's rising up inside of me, the Spirit of the living God. How many of you know that he had the power of the resurrection resides in you? He who raised Jesus from the dead. Amen? I'm just going to close with this because that's really getting time. I've had fun up here. I said, they're lucky today. I only got 3.5 pages of notes. You know what that means, don't you? Absolutely nothing. But I can't go through them because I don't want to wear you out. But here we go. Many believers are concerned about the ruling power of government forces, whether the enemy or the natural government controlling and influence and ruling their lives. This is becoming increasingly difficult in our nation, is that there are forces in our nation that want to rule your life. Now, I'm going to say this to you, and I'm standing right in the middle of the aisle, so I'm not saying Republican or Democrat. I'm telling you, government wants to come in and rule your life. And the thing that bothers them, this is the whole scenario of taking Jesus out of the schools, taking prayer out of the schools, even though now there's a resolution signed that they can now pray in school. I don't know if you know that or not. And so what happens is that the government comes in and brings control, but they can't bring control unless they remove a certain name out of society and out of your life. Anybody have an idea what that name might be? That's why students can't even wear a T-shirt that says Jesus. You can't even wear a cross anymore in school that they make you take it off. You see, if they can eliminate Jesus, then they can control your soul. That's why people, have you ever wondered, why in these countries do they let these dictators ruin their country, put them in starvation, and they still serve them? Can you figure it out? I have a good answer for you. It's because they have lost the hope of glory. They've eradicated the liberator out of culture. They've taken the master out of the lives of people. You see, the world is smarter than we think. The devil is smarter than we think. He knows he cannot control a spirit-filled, tongue-talking, on fire, Holy Ghost-filled person who gets up in the morning and said, I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to make sure it's in my spirit. I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to give some time to God. I'm going to let Holy Ghost come in my spirit. I'm going to let her transform my life. When I go to work, I'm not going to work as a worker anymore. I'm going to work as one filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm going to go where I work, and I'm going to bring the intelligence of the Spirit of God. And when I walk in my place of business, I'm just not going to work. I'm going into the ministry. I'm going to bring the life of Jesus to ever I say. It's coming from the inside. And don't let anybody from the outside tell you, you can't let the inside come up out of there to go into the outside. Outside is not changing because we are holding the inside in abeyance instead of releasing the Spirit of God. Many believers are looking for external forces to aid and provide and bring righteousness. I'm skipping some scriptures, brother, because I don't have time. Many believers are looking for external forces to aid and provide and bring righteousness, peace, and joy, and spend time and money in their lives. They're looking for that outside. I want righteousness, peace, and joy. That's the fruit of the Spirit, folks. It only comes from one direction. Well, you don't understand my life. Yeah, I understand your life. You're looking for something that can't give you what you're looking for, but you accepted that it can. Romans 7:14-17 says, and the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but what? Righteousness, peace, and joy, and Holy Ghost. Where is the kingdom of God? Where is it? Yeah. Oh, it's the kingdom coming. No, it's not. That's a lie the church fed you. Oh, someday the kingdom of God's going to come on earth, and we're all going to be raptured out of here. And so we live in our lives without the authority and the reign and the king of the kingdom of God in our lives. The kingdom of God, when you got saved, is inside of you. Can you give me 5 more minutes? It's inside of you. I said it's inside of you. I said the king is inside of you. The reign of Jesus is inside of you. The glory of Jesus is inside of you. And most of all, I got to take a sip to say this one. The authority of the kingdom of God is inside of you. All authority has been given to Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ gave us the authority. And there is no authority greater than the authority of the kingdom of God. Are you hearing me? This place is turning around. But you got to find out who's inside of you. What's happening inside of you? Because you're going to be tested. People come in here, they're going to bring their junk. Do you really want this place to grow? Do you really want this place to be a community? I said a community of believers. I said a community of believers, not a bunch of individuals doing their own thing in a church service, where I can look at you and say, I honestly love you, brother. I want the best for you. I care for you. You are special in God's eyes. And I sat over there, I plan to say that to you, because there's something about you that inside, people have thrown you away for years. But God is coming to bring a new inside of you. It's going to raise you up and heal your spirit and your soul. It's going to transform you. Can we have some keys, please? I know you're on the thing. Just a little bit of music. I'm just going to close with this. I am honestly going to close. This is not my 15th close. This is it. I'm a revivalist. I believe in God pouring His Spirit out. We've been in places where people just been slain in the Spirit, power and might. And it's going to increase, actually. Miracles, talk about miracles, going to increase. You know why it's going to increase? This is awesome. This is what God's showing me. See, right now you have a couple people in this church that really believe in healing. A couple of people. A lot of people walk with you, but a couple of people really believe in healing. So how's this going to increase? God's going to come in and do a work inside the heart of this house and in this people. And when He gets through this, it's not going to be one or two that believe in healing. Everybody. I said everybody. You no longer look at yourself like, oh, I got to go run to Sissy Susie Q to get healed. No, you're going to know that inside of you is the spirit of the resurrection. And inside of you, you can sit there and say, in the name of Jesus, you pick up your bed and walk. In the name of Jesus, eyes, you shall receive your sight. Yes, Joe Christian. And the world is scared to death of us becoming alive again. This area will never be the same. If you hear my words, I prophesy to you in the name of the Lord. Come alive. Let the Holy Ghost rise up inside of you. Don't take back seat to nobody. Walk in the Spirit of the Lord. Love your brother. Encourage your sister. Cause this body to come healing into oneness and wholeness. And when that happens, the newbies, brother, are going to flock this place. Because this church will become real and authentic. If you want to step up out of your seat and come up here, I'm going to pray for you. If you want this, if you really want it, don't come up here because I'm calling you up here. Don't you dare. I know the Spirit of God. He doesn't play around. He doesn't want phonies. You really want something inside of you. You really want God's kingdom to come alive. If you really want Holy Ghost to come, you come up here. If you're sick of your religiosity, if you're sick of your life the way it's been, if you're tired of playing church, if you're sick of spirituality that doesn't work, I'm tired of spirituality that doesn't work. I'm tired of it. Can we please get real? Well, Spencer, where's Pastor Matt? Do you leave on me? Boy, get over here. Let's just hope in our hearts. In Jesus' name, be healed right now with this sickness. Father, thank you for this woman of God. Lord, she got family stuff today. She doesn't need no sickness in that body. And in the name of Jesus, right now, my dear sister, Holy Ghost is going to touch your spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus, raise our hands. In Jesus' name. This church can no longer be influenced from the outside in. But I'm asking, Holy Ghost, that you come alive in each believer right now. You see, the church is looking for revival. That's why we flock coliseums and we flock certain churches, because maybe that place has the revival. Well, I'm going to run here, listen to that preacher, maybe that place has the revival. I'm going to run there, maybe that place has the revival. And God says, you're missing the whole thing. Revival starts in the heart of my people. Revival starts with Holy Ghost breathing fire in the heart of your people. The Holy Ghost bringing life inside of you. When you go home today, you are changed people. In the name of Jesus, sister, receive Christ right now in a new way. Oh, Jesus, right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. You are special, man. I don't know. I've never met you. Have you? Is you new here? Get plugged in, man. There is something special about you, and I'm telling you, I'm not telling this to influence you. You ask those around. I don't influence people. I just irritate them. Wow, because God told me he's taking an addiction off your life. You got an addiction in your life. Ooh. Right now. Healed in Jesus' name right now. Have you accepted the Lord as your Savior? Something has held over your life, man. It's gone. Pardon? It's you? Help me, Jesus. Are you a couple? You're engaged to be married. Yara dabasat no. Hold hands. When are you getting married? June. She sees things inside of you because I watched your face when I was talking to you. There's nothing like a woman that stands next to her man and prays and believes. I'm telling you, stay in this house. Don't go nowhere. Let the elders and the fellowship get a hold of you. Don't just look for him. He's a great guy, but just don't look to him. Take his authority, but let other people minister to you too. In Jesus' name, we seal this right now. Well, I'm just going to just pray generally. I don't feel to go around and touch everyone except a few of you. In Jesus' name right now. Hallelujah. There's something special about that guy, too. He's been waiting for Holy Ghost for a long time. Jesus, get a hold of him. Amen. Amen. You're new here, aren't you? Are you new here? Yeah? Amen. Well, I haven't been here. Were you here last time I came? Okay. Well, in Jesus' name, right now, we just pray for these on YouTube. You two together? So, well, that's a good thing. Amen. Father, we just pray right now for these two right now, that you continue to move your spirit upon them in Jesus' name. Right now, right now, right now, right now. Okay, I guess I am going to pray for people. In Jesus' name, right now, right now, right now. Right now, in Jesus' name. God's got you. I know you're walking a rough road right now. Walking a rough road. Holy Ghost is going to fill that void. I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about. It's going to fill the void. Amen. In Jesus' name. You will be alone at times, but you'll never be lonely. Praise God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Don't get upset if I miss you. Get right inside. That's it. Yeah, bro. In Jesus' name. You're an enthusiasm this church needs. You got some stuff inside you, brother. And in Jesus' name, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, be released. Hallelujah. Tripping over people here. Amen. I'm going to come to you too late. In Jesus' name. Right now. Right now. Right now. In Jesus' name. Be healed right now. In Jesus' name. Holy Ghost. Mama. Oh, there is nothing like an anointing of a mama in the house of the Lord. And you have got it, Father, in Jesus' name. Just touch my sister right now. In Jesus' name. Touch my sister right now. In Jesus' name. Let your presence go. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Be encouraged, man. I saw your spirit, a little discouragement sitting in there today. God's going to come and just touch that. Okay? In Jesus' name. We all right? You guys ready to help build this church? Because the Lord's going to place you in a place where you're going to be intricate. I don't know what you do here. I don't want to know right now. But I will say to you, you're going to become very intricate in this church. I hope I'm not stepping out of line, but I'm going to tell you, leadership is coming on this couple, the mantle of leadership. And people are going to come to you looking for the Spirit of the Lord. Receive this right now. In Jesus' name. Right now. Do not let this gift God's given you go to waste. You are very talented. You blew my mind when I walked and saw you on that keyboard. Listen. But I'm going to give you a warning, because you're a very special boy. I love you, Lula, and you're special. You got a sensitive spirit inside you. Okay? And it's God that gave you these gifts. Your love for music. Is that all right? A gift never comes to its fruition when God gives it until it's given back to Him. There are going to be a lot of people with your talent pull you in. I see rock bands trying to get a hold of you. Know who you belong to, my brother. Because you're very gifted. And the world loves gifted people. But God loves worshipers. And you're a worshiper. Amen. Is that right, Mama? Amen. In Jesus' name. Let's touch my sister right now. In Jesus' name. Bless you, brother. I'm taking a mic from you. Stretch your hands to this man right here. Father God, in Jesus' name, I ask for the fire of Holy Ghost to get a hold of this man. Or the elders, get the elders up here. He's going to need some help. Here's what the Lord showed me. I went and sat down. He says, oh, there's one person that always gives and one person you didn't even talk to. Didn't pray for. Pastors get tired because nobody cares. But in Jesus' name, I release Holy Spirit upon you. You have Aaron and hers holding your arm up. You're not alone in this, Max. Take that out of your mind. You're not one lone ranger trying to get this and pump it up. I am taking the pressure off you, saith the Lord, and I'm putting it on your people that they shall get a hold of me, and there shall be a move of Holy Spirit in this house, says the Lord, and you will be amazed, and you will find out that it's not coming from you. It's coming from God breathing on the people of this house, which has been your internal dream since you came here, saith the Lord. Be healed, for the spears of the words of degradation sit in your spirit. The swords of people stabbing you is being healed. I'm ripping the arrows out of your heart, and the oil that flowed down Aaron's beard is now flowing down inside of you. The anointing of Holy Spirit, you're going to come alive. I'm even going to, yes, at your age, I'm going to start changing your personality to match what I'm doing here in this house, saith the Lord. Amen. I said amen.